Very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, Women's Roundtable. We are broadcasting to you live from here in Washington, broadcasting from our homes because of COVID-19. Today in our show, we'll be discussing issues related to women, also putting in consideration the COVID-19, which globally has infected more than 29 million people, almost 30 million people, with 941,000 deaths. And here in the U.S., we have more than 6 million infections and 196,000 deaths. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. Due to COVID-19 or the coronavirus pandemic, which is currently ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe, as my co-host said, where the Minister of Health has alluded, you know, and has been giving us constant updates as to the number of figures of people that have contracted COVID-19 and deaths. We see that there are some people that have actually contracted COVID-19 and have been lucky enough to recover, and that is a huge number of people. But we are going to be looking at some of the issues affecting the country and also the political developments that are happening at the moment, because we see that when we come to women's issues, they are not stopping. As the world is fighting COVID-19, there are a number of women's issues that we are currently looking at the moment. We're going to be having the chairperson of the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe, Evanite Munondo, who's going to join us to tell us how she got elected during this COVID-19 pandemic, when the whole world at the moment is concentrating on fighting the virus. But some women's organizations are going out there and also, you know, able to actually appoint members and things like that stuff.
Yes, this is Zimbabwe has a total of 7,598 cases and 224 deaths. And we realize that the deaths and the figures are declining according to the Minister of Health's figures, which is quite good news. But the health experts are still warning people to continue protecting themselves, wearing masks, using sanitizers, because with the restriction of the regulations meant to contain the COVID-19, some people may relax and there may be spikes again. Yebo ke kulabo abasanda ke ukusixhuma lapha kuhlelo lethu siyabe sixoxa ngokuningi okuchiyeneyo okugoqela igcikwane le-COVID-19. Lona esilibona ukuthi selimemethekile umhlaba wonke, sokulabantu abaphosa bebe yizigidi ezingamachumi amathathu bayidlula like baphosa befike lelo nani asebehlaselwe yileli gcikwane, njalo kwabhubha abedlula amakhulu azinkulungwane eziyisithiya kalolunye 941,000 emhlabeni jikelele. Kodwa elizweni nje sisakhuluma ngamakhulu amabili lamachumi amabili lani 224 asebebulewe yileli gcikwane, kodwa abalalo sebesedlula inkulungwane eziyisikhombisa i-7,598. Kodwa ugatsha lwezempilakahle sibonile kumanani lowakhiphayo ukuthi luthi hayi inani leli liyehla abasebebaningi kangako. Qala sasibona ngelanga kufa abantu abaningi, ngelanga lihlasela abantu abaningi. Yebo ke lapha-ke lo omnye umhlonishwa wethu wakuqala uVitrice Mathuthu wenhlanganiso yeZim Imbokodo, siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu.
Ngiyabonga mamhlanga ukuba kuhlelo namhlanje.
Yebo ke njengoba uzwile ukuthi sikhulume ngokuphathelana le-COVID-19, we realize ukuthi khona ngapho kwele-South Africa sokuyekethisiwe imigoqo yokunqabela leli gcikwane. Unganjethi kwenzakalani khona ngapho? Kuyini elikubonayo? Kungabe kulinyathelo elihle yini lanxa kungaqalisi? Kungabe kusitsho ukuthi abesifazane abalenhlelo zabo sebeza baziqhuba kuhle yini abavela eZimbabwe?
Izelo lathi South Africa silele ngendaba ezithi iSouth Africa isisiya kusigaba sokuqala se-lockdown, okutsho ukuthi izinto eziningi sezizavulwa kusukela ngesonto ebusuku, okugoqela amabhoda wona azavulwa mhla ka-1 October. Njengoba sibona ukuthi la eSouth Africa ukuthelelwana kwegciwane kungathi kwehlile. Njalo nabantu abafa ngenxa yaleli gciwane le-COVID-19, inani lakhona liya lisehla. So ngicabanga ukuthi yikho kwenza ukuthi i-government yalapha e-South Africa izicabanga ukuthi kungcono ukuthi i-South Africa iye esigabeni sokuqala se-lockdown, okuyukuthi kuyabe sokuvulwe izindawo eziningi, kusaka ukuthi nje sokuyinormalinyana nje, sesicishe sibuyele before i-lockdown. Loba nje kusese le mgomo nje efana lokuthi abantu kusamele bahlale bagqokile ama mask, abantu kusamele ba practice social distancing, abantu kusamele ba sanitize, ba wash izandla, lezo izinto ezilokhe kumele ukuthi abantu bezenze. Loba nje sebevumelekile kokunye ukuthi sebangayenza imicimbi nakuma funerals lapha sebengaba likhulu kulokuthi babe ngamathumo amahlanu njengalokho kade kuyikho khona. Ziningi izinto eziyekethisiweyo nxa sibheka imigomo ebikhona lockdown. So njengokuthi ake sithi nje njengabomama, isikhumbula ingane isikhathi sesiside, izinyanga eziyisithupha izingane singaziboni emakhaya, abantu bayafisa ukuthi baye emakhaya, thina sinje sizinhlangano silezinye izinto okumele sizenze sisuka lapha e-South Africa sisiye eZimbabwe ebezivinjwe ukuvalwa kwamabhoda. So sicabanga ukuthi njengoba kuthiwa amabhoda azavula mhla ka 1 October, kulinyathele elihle ngoba sikhumbulela emakhaya. Kodwa futhi kuphinde kube lama disadvantages esiwabhekileyo kodwa angagwemeka nxa kuyikuthi abantu bayalandela imithetho le ebekiweyo. Ngoba njengokuthi e-South Africa abantu bazovunyelwa ukuphuma, kodwa kuthiwe nxa sungena umuntu kumele abe lencwadi embonisayo ukuthi utestile watholakala engelali igciwane, and incwadi leyo akumelanga ukuthi ibe ndala okudlula i-72 hours, which is maybe ngabo 3 days. So kumele ukuthi uma uzongena e-South Africa through i-border kumba ubuya ngendizamtshina ungena lapha kuma airports, kumele ukuthi ube lephepha leli likhomba ukuthi utestile for i-COVID-19 and uteste waba negative. And uma kutholakala ukuthi mhlawumbe u-positive kuthiwa abantu bazokarantinwa lapha, but kube yibo abazibhadalela leyo quarantine. Njengabomama sicabanga ukuthi yebo sizahamba siphume South Africa siye eZimbabwe. Sisase lovalwanyana ngoba asazi ukuthi uhulumende waseZimbabwe yena ekusamukeleni masingena eZimbabwe uzofaka yipi imigomo ukuthi masingena eZimbabwe kumele senze njani. Mhlawumbe la umkhulumende waseZimbabwe athi kumele ukuthi nxa singena sibe lali phepha elisikhomba ukuthi asilalo igciwane le-COVID-19. Lokho kuzobe sokusitsha ukuthi ma uzasuka lapha e-South Africa usiye eZimbabwe kumele uhambe uyo testa for i-COVID-19 uthole ama results. Ma u-negative uhambe uyengena eZimbabwe, and ma usujika futhi kuzamele ufike eZimbabwe uthole uhambe futhi uyo testa for i-COVID-19 uthole iphepha elizochaza ukuthi hayi wena u-negative ubusungena futhi e-South Africa. Esingazi ukuthi kuzoba into elula yini ebantwini abangamama, ngoba ukutesta lokho uma kuyikuthi awuguli usiya kuma-private doctor usiya testa nje ngoba ufuna ukutravela, kuyinto ebhadalwayo okungangokuthi ukuthi izindleko zokuthi uhambe eZimbabwe uyebuya zizathi ukuthi xaxa kancane nxa sesingeza le ndleko zokutesta for i-COVID ukuze ube uhambe uphethe le ncwadi eshoyo ukuthi uteste negative for i-COVID-19.
Yebo,
siyasamukela nesihle
ukuthi wazi kuhle okwenzakala khona ngapho kwele South Africa, kodwa kuhulumende weZimbabwe ubona ingane ngenelisa yini ukuthi anike abantu impumela yokuhlolwa kwegcikwane ama-test results ngokungamasinyana.
Inkinga ilapho ikho engikushoyo ukuthi mhlawumbe kusokungaba nzinyana ngoba sesihambile safika eZimbabwe, asikwazi ukuthi eZimbabwe ama-testing kits akhona angakanani. Ayangasenela yini sonke singapho ukuthi singavakatshela eZimbabwe sizafika siye siwathola ama-testing kit sitestwe ukuze siphinde singene e-South Africa. Ngoba kusike sizwe ukuthi iZimbabwe yakhala ngokuthi ama-testing kit ayashota. So asazi ukuthi azaba khona yini ayenelayo ukuthi sitestwe sonke. Njalo nxa esiba khona sizokhona yini ukuthi sithole ama-results in time.
Yebo ke kuyezwakala, kodwa omama nabantwana kathesi baphila njani? Sabona ukuthi izikolo zavulwa for abanye. Laba baye izikolo ke bathini? Abakhononi ngokuthi abantu ababo bengathola leli gciwane yini? Kumbe sebezihlalela abantwana kwenzakalayo?
Ngicabanga ukuthi ngalesiyana isikhathi kusathiwa izikola zivulwe, omama abaningi bebengani bamanikana ukuthi bahambise izingane esikolweni ngoba nani labantu akade behlaselwa ligciwane le-COVID-19 belisasephezulu kakhulu. Kodwa ngokubona ukuthi inani lingathi liyalisehla, ngicabanga ukuthi kunikeza omama isibindi sokuthi bathumele ingane zabo esikolweni. Basasekhona yebo abasathi hhayi omntwana ngeke azaye esikolweni nxa lingakapheli dududu leli gciwane kumbe kungakatholakali ikhambi lokuthi abantu bevikeleke kilo. Kodwa iningi labo mama sebebahambisa abantwana ezikolweni. Ngicabanga ukuthi futhi isibindi basithole ukuthini babona ukutheleleka ngegciwane leli kusehla. Njalo lo hulumende bathembisa abantu ukuthi hhayi kuya kusiba ngcono.
Yebo ke, hayi siyabonga ke Victor Smatutu OSM imbokodo la. Njalo siyakhosa ukuthi sike ulokhu silindele. Siza kumema njalo kuhlelo lwethu ukuthi sizwe lokho okuthiwa yi-update ukuthi usitshele ukuthi uhamba njani, bayenelisa yini abantu ukuthi besebenzise ibhoda. Yiliphi lokucela ongasitshela lo?
Engizathanda ukukutsho ikakhulu kubomama ngoba mina ngimele omama. Abantu ngoba kuvula ibhoda, ngiyazi ukuthi wonke umuntu ufisa ukuthi aye ekhaya ebone ingane zakhe. Sonke silangazelele ukuhamba ekhaya. Kodwa ngaphambi kokuba sihambe, kumele siqale si-understand, sizwisise imigomo yokuhamba yakhona ukuya eZimbabwe nokubuya. Ngoba asifuni situation yokuthi sibone ukuthi umuntu ukwazile ukuphuma wahamba waye eZimbabwe, kodwa sefike khona akasakwazi ukuphinda ajika angene eSouth Africa azemsebenzini. So umuntu akazilungiselele before ekhaya, a-understand imigomo yakhona lokuthi azilungiselele ukuthi uzakwazi yini ukuthi amithe lawo leyo mgomo efunakalayo uma esephinde ngena futhi.
Yebo ke, siyabonga. That was Victress Matutu of Women's Group Zim Imbokodo in South Africa commenting on the relaxation of COVID regulations in that country. Remember that the border will be open on the 1st of October, and she's also worried about the nitty-gritties that are required before one enters South Africa. Is Zimbabwe going to make the test results early because they are wanted before 72 hours after leaving your country so that they will allow you? You know, with women, there are many female cross-border traders. There are some who are worried about many things, who want to do their programs there. So she was just giving us an update on what women are doing there and how this affects them. But she says she won't be staying much with us, and she's leaving now. Thank you so much, Victress.
Thank you, Sisi.
Yes, so that would invite you again to update us on how the women are taking this chance and whether it's helping them.
Okay, anytime, Mamhlan.
Thank you so much, Victress Matutu. There, tukunzwa kubva kuna amai Victress Matutu. Vari kutaura ivo pamusoro penyaya yezviri kuitika mu South Africa. Kuna vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa dzino kuchingamidza ine mufaro. Ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya huye ndiri kuno kuWashington pachirongwa chedu cheWomen's Round Table. Apo nasi tiri kutarisa isu nyaya yedambudziko rechirwere cheCOVID-19. Titarisa zvakare zviri kuitika munyika, takanyanyo nangana nemadzimai. Takatarisa kuti nhasi semusi wechina kudai china chemadzimai. Saka apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna amai Matutu vari kutaura ivo panyaya yekuti ivo vanhu vachange vari kubva kuZimbabwe vachida kupinda muSouth Africa, sekutaura kwakaita Cyril Ramaphosa, mutungamiri weSouth Africa, vachitaura ivo kuti pachange paine kunyevenutsa kwezvichadiwa kuti vanhu vakwanise kunge vachibva kune dzimwe nyika. Vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti madzimai panenge pachidiwa tsamba dzinoratidza kuti wakawanikwa uchiongororwa COVID-19 here. Uyezve dzine vari kutaura ivo kuti pane nguva iri kutaurwa iyo kuti unofanira kunge waongororwa nguva yakadai. Saka ndo zvimwe zvavanga vari kutaura pano pachirongwa chedu. Asi tichienderera mberi, tiri kutarisa isu nyaya yedambudziko irori reCOVID-19 pari zvino. Tichitarisa kuti munyika pari zvino vanhu vari kuwanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda irori reCOVID-19, bazi reutano riri kutaura ivo vari pa7598 pari zvino. Uyezve kuti panowanikwa ivo vana chirwere ichi pari zvino ndo vari 7598, pozowanikwa vakabatwa nedenda reCOVID-19 vakawanikwa vachiri kunda vari pa5823. Pachiwanikwa vakabatwa nedenda iri vakawanikwa vachishaya vari pa224, zvinoreva kuti 224 pari zvino. Tombotarisa isu kuti izvi zviri kubva kubazi rezveutano remunyika. tombotarisa kuti pasi rose parizvino pakamira sei panyaya yedenda iro recovid-19. Tinoona kuti John Hopkins University yemuno muAmerica inotaura iyo mamiriro akaita zvino parizvino panyaya yedenda iro recovid-19, vachitaura ivo kuti zvakamira sei kuti vanhu vari kubatwa nedenda iro recovid-19 parizvino pasi rose vachisanganisirwa neZimbabwe parizvino vari pa29 million, zvinoreva kuti vauda kutosvika pa30 million parizvino, uyezve 938,000 vanhu vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 vachizowanikwa vachiri kunda. Muno muAmerica mandiri kutepfenyura ndiri mune vanhu 6.6 million vabatwa nedenda iri recovid-19, 196,000 vakawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri uyezve vachiwanikwa ivo vachishaya. Totarisa zvakare kuti muWashington DC mandiri parizvino mune vanhu 14,000 vabatwa nedenda iri recovid-19, 617 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Saka tange tiri kukurukura panyaya iyoyi uyezve titarisa zvakare zviri kusangana nemadzimai parizvino.
Yebo ke, siyabonga ke, marvelous. Sithathe ke abahlonitshwa bethu. Oqala esilaye lapha silo nkosazana Loveness Wesa, angisoze ke ngisho ukuthi ngubani, uzasitsho yena, abaningi nilethemba lokuthi liyamazi. Singathi may you introduce yourself and tell us about your project.
Hello everyone. So I can speak in English, right?
Yeah, you can start in English.
Okay. Hello everyone. I'm truly honored to be here. Thank you, sister, for inviting me to the Women's Roundtable Live Talk. And my name is Loveness Wesa. I'm from Zimbabwe, and I'm from Bulawayo in Zimbabwe. Most of the people who knew me during the times of 2001 all the way back to the 90s might know me as an artist from Amakhosi Theater, and so I moved to America. However, at this time, what I'm working on, what we are working on, is providing the water for the people of Zimbabwe. We are working on a fundraiser on the 21st of this month, which means in a few days, on Monday, on the 21st of September, we're doing a fundraiser to be able to provide the water for the people of Zimbabwe. The plans are that we will go and dig a well in a place that's very remote between Gwanda and Bedbridge. This place is a very remote area. It doesn't have water at this time. And so the villagers travel from the house, from the homes, and they go about 25, I don't know exactly the kilometers, from the homes to the river, Umzingwane River. So they walk for almost the whole day just to go get water. But as we can see, for those who are in Zimbabwe, for those who understand the situation in Zimbabwe, the city is the same thing. There is no water either. So the best thing I can do as a one person who who's becoming the voice of the people of Zimbabwe is to ask for help from each one of you. So Love, Peace, Harmony Foundation, which was founded by Dr. and Master Zhigang Sha, has been able to come forward and say, we will help. What is it you need? I said, all I need right now is to do a fundraiser. And through this fundraiser, people can chip in and we all go and serve the people of our country in Zimbabwe. So the water situation is very a sacred thing for me. I grew up struggling to find water. So really here, I'm on a call, I'm calling. It's a calling, it's a divine calling, it's a God calling, saying, those with the voice, please become the voice of your people, become the voice of those that cannot speak for themselves. So I'm here to speak on the behalf of our people of Zimbabwe for the water. Please join. I will give you the information about where the event is happening. If you go on www.lovepeaceharmony.org and you can find our Facebook page there, which also you can go on Facebook, Love, Peace, Harmony Foundation. And on the 21st, and just check on our events in there. That's yeah. What I have.
Where like. Is that event and when is it?
The event is going to happen on Facebook. It's live on
Monday.
On Monday, and it's free.
Okay.
It's a free event. So what's happening is we really are celebrating the World Peace Day. because September 21st is World Peace Day. So for the World Peace Day, we decided to also give peace to others who are also struggling. So we decided to give water to Zimbabwe on that day. So people come and they watch whatever was going to happen. There's going to be a lot of performances by artists from Zimbabwe and other artists as well. And then people will be asked, those who are willing to donate, you can donate. People don't have to donate. People can donate anything from dollar, $2, whatever. But it's not about you have to come to bring the money. Just come and celebrate World Peace Day with us at the same time.
Yes, just saying that you grew up seeing that struggle to acquire the precious liquid. Would you say women and children or the girl child were mostly affected by that? Or which everyone in the whole state helped to fetch the water?
Everyone helped. Everyone who helped, the brothers and the fathers will go and dig the wells. They'll go in the, maybe there was a, used to be a stream and the stream is dry. They'll do their best to try to dig and find the water. If they find it, then we can follow with the buckets with moms and sisters and we go catch the water. So it's a community thing. Everyone struggles to do that from what I see. Because of the family I grew up in, everyone helped, everyone chipped in. So that's why we are calling on all of humanity, because we are brothers and sisters. We are here to take care of each other, just like I grew up seeing. We took care of each other. It took a village to raise each other.
Yeah, ungasichazela ke ngesinjebele ukuthi kahle kahle uhlelo lwakho lolu olokunika abantu amanzi lokuhamba njani lungaphi njalo kungani likhetheleyo ndawo lunini konke nje sichazele ngamafeatures.
In project is a qalisa e Mareka, which in the way between a Gwanda le Bait Bridge. It's a Mareka in the way in Kulele Kona mean. So okwenzakala on 2009, ngangizamuthi ngenze i-story sami, no? Putting story sami ndawonye lami ngitshengise abanye ukuthi ngingubani, lami ngibezazi ukuthi ngumuntu wayenjani. So ngathumela umama ekhaya ngathi mama ngicela uye interview bonke abantu engikhule labo. Labadala bakhona ngale khaya libabuza ukuthi Loveness wayenjani. Loveness wayengumuntu onjani. So mama uthe ephenduka wabe sithi Loveness, I'm sorry ukuthi ngikutshele mntanami ukuthi abantu bonke nalabo bacelileyo kabaseka bakho. Utheka basekho, kubutheka something like that. Mina ngicabanga ukuthi ngxeba utsho ukuthi basukile baye South Africa ukuyadinga imisebenzi. So when I said abakho indaba wathi aw umngani wakho oyi-one engimtholileyo ngukiyabetse ubelele endlini emeleleni ukuthi ahambe, you know, afe, you know. There was no amaphilisi emkhuhlane lo obuhluphe kakhulu ekhaya obekungela maphilisi. So abantu bebesifa a lot at the time. So mama uthe sethe akusela muntu, that's when enhliziyweni yami kwathi pa. Something is needed. Kumele ngenze something. You know, mama ntshele ukuthi kulabantwana abancane abathiwe abazali abangani bakho abanengakusela Loveness. Sekho ukubona kwami ukuthi nxa ukuthi abangani bami kabasekho bethiwe abantwana abancane. Kumele ngincedise. Kodwa ngisoze ngikwanise ukuthi ngincedise ngingedwa. Ngikuqalisa kwami ukucela abanye, ngicela lingincedise, ngicela lingincedise. You know, anyone engimaziyo ngicela ungincedise, sengincedise ekhaya. That's what started.
Yeah, sorry about that if it brings a lot of emotions, but I think you are doing a very good job there. Yes, khonapho ke usamelele, ngizake ngithi ngifake omunye wami lapha laye, akhulume, we'll take another guest as we take a breather. Marvelous.
Aiwa tinofara kuti tina amai Loveness Wesa. Aiwa tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro mai Wesa pari zvino uyezve tichange tichiuya kwamuri tichimbonzwa tanga tiri kunzwa manga muri kutaura imi pamusoro pezvirongwa zvamuri kuita zvekutsvaga nyaya yemvura nezvimwewo. Saka pari zvino tichange tiri kutaura nemunyarikani wedu vari kubva ivo kusangano reWomen's Coalition of Zimbabwe amai Eva Nice Munando vachange vachitiudzawo kuti mabasa api avari kubata sesangano iro reWomen's Coalition of Zimbabwe uyezve kuti tinoziva kuti ivo zvakare vane mamwe mabasa avanobata panyaya yekuwanikwa ivo vachishanda nevana vari muzvikoro. So I'm not sure if you have my guest, Mr.
Yes, I'm trying to bring her in. You can continue.
Okay, maybe you can bring back Loveness Wesa so that I can just chat with Enshona kuti vangotiudza kuti mabasa api. Makadiko
Aiwa,
tinotozvida kana muchibva mawanikwa muchibatikana zvakadaro. Zvii zvanyanyo kukubatsai pamusoro pezviri kuitika munyika yeZimbabwe takatarisa nyaya yemadzimai?
Kuona, you know, nyika yangu ichitambudzika nenyaya yemvura iziri kundibata zvokuti, nokuti ini ndiri kunoo kuti nemvura ndine
zvinhu. I would like to say, Miss Evan, nice Morindo, please, we apologize. Stay with us. We are going to put you up shortly. Don't don't have patience. Okay, you can continue. Love you.
No, nyaya iri kundibata ndichatsvaya kuti ndisimbewo, you know, because ndakakura ndiri munhu kumusha kana uri munyaya iyaiya hauchemi. Ndina time yekuchema, you know. Vamwe we went through that, takaenda through that kind of life. Tanga singachemi, but kana ndichizvitarisa ndiri kuno, I wasn't expecting kuti ndione zvakadaro zvichiitika at this time kumusha, kushaikwa mvura, kana Victoria Falls zvapera. Vanhu mutown vakatoraina nemabuckets, you know? Zvitori wese nokuti ndirikungoona hangu mapikicha, handiti zvakazoro kundibata. Ndirikuti ndirikuita fundraiser. An organization known as Love, Peace, Harmony a Foundation. Yakatangwa namumwe very worldwide known person anobatsira, you know, all around the world. Vanhu vanenge vachitambudzika vanoita vanongodzidzisawo kuti unozvibatsirawo sei. Saka ndobva ndati Love, Peace, Harmony ndibatsire ndiendese mvura kumusha. Tinovaka mawells kumusha. That's what's happening. Saka vakati, okay, it's okay. Saka mswa 21 ne Monday, tine chita event yekuti tifundraise. First place yatichatanga, it's iriku Bedbridge. Nzvimbo iyoyo, vanhu zvanzi havachagari nekumudzimba dzavo. Vakutogara kuriver, nekuti kure, kure, saka vanotora mombe nembudzi zvese vachitogara ikoko. And so this is a new thing. Yeah, we are quite like 3 days ago. And I what? Vakugara kupi kumuzingwane? Hakuna vanhu varikugara kumusha, nokuti otherwise vanofanira kutakura migomo whatever chenda kunotora mvura vachiuya mvura yavo yekumwa and then yemombe yembudzi. They can't do that. Saka zviri kutondibata zvokuti I'm sorry kuti nda
Aiwa. Patiya kudonhedza yapa munofunga karwuyo kekuti muzotimbira. Ndoza kuti muri munhu anoita zvekuimba, saka ndoda kuti munofunga karwuyo kamuri kuwanikwa muchifunga panguva inoyi kamuchatimbira kuti vanhu vanyatsobatikana uyezve vachizowanikwawo vachidonhedza mari nemusemuvhuro wamuri kutaura. Ehe, saka fanoti tuda kutokanzwa muchitokaimba, saka tuda akapeamuri mubva timatiridzira karwuyo kenyu kachitaura nenyaya iyoyo yedambudziko remvura. Saka tichadzoka zvakare pamuri. Thank you so much. Aiwa, iyezvezvi ndaana amai Eva Nice Munando. Asi gadzirai kamera yenyu tinyatsokuonai. Hallo.
Hallo, muri kundinzwa?
Kundinzwai, but hamusi kunyatsooneka. Taurai zvenyu, but I think light makatarisa kusina light, saka hamusi kuoneka.
Kuti ndomboedza zviri kuita vese?
Aiwa, taurai anyway, because tatinoda kunzwa izwi kuti tikuona kuti aiwa muri mutano. Matitsanangura kuti
aiwa zvakanaka, regai nditete.
Tinoona kuti makawanikwa muchisarudzwa imi semutungamiri wesangano reWomen's Coalition of Zimbabwe panguva ino yeCOVID-19. Titsanangurei kuti zvakafamba sei?
Dai regai ndikukwadzisei mose. Sangano redu reWomen's Coalition of Zimbabwe isangano rinomirira madzimai, vanomirira kodzero dzemadzimai uyezve masangano emazeshe dzakasiyana-siyana. Ndakasarudzwa kuva mutungamiriri webakutu iri remadzimai emuno muZimbabwe. Takaita inonzi online due to COVID yedu ine. Takaita online meeting, AGM. Mufungi zvanga zvakaoma asi ndoda kuti nditende nekukorokotedza madzimai emuZimbabwe kuita chirongwa cheAGM kuti chindisarudze nevamwewo madzimai andichashanda nayo mubato iri remadzimai, tichisimudzira kodzero dzemadzimai nevasikana vechidiki munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana muZimbabwe.
Maybe zvamungaita katarisai kune light, nokuti iyezvinezvi hamusi kutombooneka zvachose, asi at least zwi renyu tiri kuridzwa, but picture manje haisi kuoneka zvakanaka. Saka kana muchiedza kuti mukwanisa, saka regai tikupei nguva yekuti munokwanisa kufamba mune foni. Muri kushandisa chii? So maybe sir, while our guest there is looking for a place with better lighting, we can bring back Loveness Wesa to just hear. I'd asked her that can she, you know, give us some lyrics, because she's a singer, by the way. As we know, she's a performer. So let her also express in her mode that she knows best. While our guest is, she's looking for lighting. I was saying to her, I could hear her, but her picture is not very clear. So maybe, can you bring back Loveness?
Yes, and while she's still trying to get her voice back, yeah, before she can sing, can you tell us where exactly you are with your music now? Most of the people, they know you as a celebrity. You are here in the U.S. in Oregon. Yeah. Are you still performing? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm still performing, not as big as I did. And I was in a stage. I'm still, but I'm moving out of that stage that I call the catapult stage. It's my own kind of trademark word that's called a catapult stage, where you have to slow down at times and just prepare yourself to launch yourself better. And so now when I'm coming back to launch myself as a musician that people want, really, that the world really needs, I'll be a musician that is not just there to make people just have fun for one day or 2 days, but something that can be a big impact in their life for the rest of their life, because I'm working on using my music to heal people. I sing and I have fun, and my music's vibration carries the healing frequencies. That's what I'm working on. That's what I'm doing. So I'm still performing.
Makhosi theater kobulawayo yikho yini lokhu kwenza kungani usemelika lokhu hlabela yini kumbe hayi siwajintsha siwaguqula umsebenzi
ngilokhu ngihlabela. However, ukuhlabela kwami kushuthi abantu alikangiboni kuma-big stages okwakhathesi ngenxa yokuthi bengisayakha i-foundation yami. So bengiyakha i-foundation yami ukuthi lami ngizibona ukuthi ngumusician onjani, ngumusician ozathi nxa ebuyela estageni ahlabele achaze abantu for only 1 day or 2 days or 1 week kuphela yini, or mfuba ngumusician ozangena estageni ethi nxa ephuma estageni umuntu nxa ebuye engezwa kuhle ube gula kuthi ngamalanga amalutshwana laye aqalise ukuzizwa ukuthi sengisemfila ukuthi umkhuhlane wami obungihluphe for kumbe years and years, today umkhuhlane wami ungani usuhamba. That's what I've been working on. Music yami now is transformed to be healing music. For example, ngakunika one example, kule ngoma yeshona ethi zirumeri no garubirire bamwe tono bayana, ingoma esiyihlabelayo sikhule siyihlabela and siyakholisa, it's mnandi, it's a very beautiful song. So mina ngibulana uNkulunkulu wathi ngini Loveness, I know ukuthi awusafuna ukuhlabela ingoma ezokuthi kuyahlatshwa na kuyachaywa na, so but you still love your traditional music. Ngizakunika same ngoma but ama words achiyana, ngathi ngivula umlomo the words just comes. I don't even sit down and think about it. It's like I get given what to say now with my music and putting different frequencies and vibrations in it.
So what is your vibration and frequency telling you when it comes to this big project that you have coming up?
The vibration of love, forgiveness, compassion, service, unconditional service to serve somebody, whether you know them or not, and to feel their pain, whether you are related to them or not.
Mm-hmm. So give us a little taste of
Marvin, I want you to sing.
Yes, I just want to hear her. I was excited. Why? I was excited when she started singing. I was like, yes, now we've got her. So okay, I love it.
Yeah, no, I will not cry and go forever. You know me. I can control
myself. I know
you know, like, oh, now it's out here. My mirror team moves on.
No. I know, yeah.
Okay, modern song now.
Yes.
Okay, so it's from a derivative of from Zrumero Garobiri Vamo. And then the song really is talking about brutally revenging and fighting, and you know, you do me this, I do you that. Now the song came back to me and says, the old one. Tirivanu vame,
wow.
English. We are all one people. We are all one membrane. We are all one big family. Let's come together as one something.
Wow, that's really very interesting because it encompasses, you know, a lot of elements in it. And we really thank you. I know I put you on the spot, but I just wanted to hear that voice. We missed it all along. So we're going to go switch on now to Zimbabwe, where we're going to be speaking to Amai. Vince, taurai yenyu tinzwe kuti imi tinoona kuti pari zvino makawanikwa muchisarudzwa semutungamiri weMen's Coalition of Zimbabwe. Asi imi mune sangano renyu uyezve sangano iri rinoshanda nevechidiki. Sangano iri rinonzi chii uyezve munoita zvei?
Sangano redu rinonzi Female Students Network Trust. Sangano iri rinoona nezvekodzero dzevana vasikana vari kudzidzo yepamusoro kumakoreji nekumayunivhesiti. Tinonyanyoongorora nenyaya marights avo kana kodzero dzavo dzinovatakisa kuti vaende kuchikoro vachidzidza nemufaro pasina zvinhinga mupini, tichivadzirira zvekuti vasasangane nedambudziko remhirizhonga, kumbunyikidzwa kana kumanikidzwa kuita zvepabonde vasingadi. Tinovasimudzira nenzira dzakasiyana siyana. Tinonyanya kubata nyaya yeutungamiriri yatinofungidzira kuti iyoyo kana tikavabata pautungamiriri kuti vaite vatungamiriri havagone kunyanya kumbunyikidzwa nekuti vanenge vaine simba rekuramba zvimwe zvimbunyikidzo, uyezve vanenge vachikwanisa kumirira vamwe vavo. Saka izvi tinozviita tichibatsirana nemayunivhesitis ese muno muZimbabwe, uyezve takabatana nemasangano emadzimai anenge achiitawo zvimwe zvakasiyana siyana. Saka basa redu rekuvaratidza kuti uku kune zvane zvakati, tovabatsira kuti ivo pavanenge vachidzidza zvidzidzo zvavo vasaivana zvinovatadzisa, nekuti bonzo reorganization yedu kana kuti rebato redu nderekuti dzidzo yevanasikana muZimbabwe ikosheswe, enderere mberi, kuti vasikana ava kana vachinge vazopedza chikoro vave madzimai. Aiwa, madzimai ane udzamu, madzimai anobatsirazve muchikamu chekukurudzira nyika yedu yeZimbabwe, vachive vachitorawo chikamu chakaringana nevamwe vose.
Tinoona panguva ino yeCOVID-19 zvizhinji zviri kuitika munyika, panguva ino yelockdown, nyanya kuvanasikana nemadzimai. Zvii zvamuri kuona zviri kuitika kune vana vesisikana vangange vari kunge vanga vari kuenda kuzvikoro nezvimwewo panguva ino yeCOVID-19?
Zviri kusangana nevana zvakati wandei mavelas. Regai nditange kuti COVID-19 painotanga inouya muna March, ndopainouya ichitekeshera muno muZimbabwe, zvisinei kuti kune dzimwe nyika yakanga yatanga nechekare. Saka inongouya vana vachangovhura kumavhasiti kune kumakoreji, vana vanovhura muna February, vanobva vatongonzi achidzokere kudzimba. Pavanenge vachidzidza pai, vamwe vanobva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana, kumamisha, kuya kwatinoti kuya kwakaoma kusingakwanisike kuti vana vanogara vachiita zvekudzidza vakadzoserwa ikoko pasina nguva mushure maunga vabhadhara maschool fees avo. Vadaro vadzoserwa ikoko, chirongwa chekudzidza chemuno muZimbabwe chinobva chakurudzira kuti mwana wose kana achinge adzokera anofanira kuendera mberi achidzidza, achidzidza nezvatinoti pachirungu online. Kudzidza uri kumba uchishandisa kana foni yako kana kuti laptop yako, unenge uchikwanisa kuenda pazvidzidzo uchisangana nevadzidzisi vako, maassignments anenge achidiwa. Saka takaona kuti muwana imomo pane vamwe vana vakanga vakatarisana nezvidzidzo zvavo zvekunopedzisa. Ava vana vanofanira kutinge vachiita anonzi research pachirungu. Vana ivo vakakanganisika nekuti vakadzokera kudzimba kwavasingakwanisi kuzvinowana zvekutsvagurudza kuti dzidzo dzavo dzipere. Uyezve kune vamwe vana vakanga vachienda kunodzidzira mabasa aya kwatinoti kuattachments. Attachments nzvimbo dziya dzakawanikwa dzichivharwa mavhenasi. Izvi zvakashungudza nekuti makambani akanga avhara muno muZimbabwe. Saka kwangu sisina vana kwokuti vatambe vachienda kunodzidzira mabasa aya. Tinoonazve kuti vaendeswa kudzimba ikoko, ende tinoshandazve nemadzimai vati kurei vari atinoti vanodzidzira basa reudzidzisi, maticha training institutions. Kune vanhu vatisamuke ikoko, vazhinji vachoka madzimai, nekuti kana vadzokera kudzimba zviya zvekunzi uri mwana wechikoro zvinenge zvisisaonekwa. Vamwe vanogara nana amwene padzimba dzavo, ende uri muroora vakatarisirwa kuti unge uchiita mabasa emaoko, uchimuka uchitsvaira, uchinotsvaga mvura. Yanga ichangotaurwa nemunin'ina wangu abva mukutaura, uchada kunotsvaga huni dzekushandisa. Vamwe vaitopepa varwere mudzimba. Saka izvi zvinosungirwa pakumudzimai akarohwa mudzimba. Kune vanawo vasikana zvimwe chete zvanga zvichiitika taivachitsvaga mvura vachinofamba kuzvibhorani vachifamba nzendo refu vamwe vachitinorarirapo. Saka zvasiyana kana vanga vachifanirwa kuita zvechikoro. Chikoro chinogona kuchiyanga nenguva dza8 mangwanani dzepfumba kana kuti dzeseri vachitanga zvidzidzo zvavo zviya zvepaonline. Apo ndopa uri kunzi unotsvaga mvura usati wadzoka. Saka musikana iyi dambudziko raanosangana nao nderekuti haakwanisi kunobatana nevamwe, haakwanisi kunobatana nezvidzidzo zvake. Saka takaona kuti kwakava nekudzikira kwekudzidza kwevanasikana nekuti vanga vasingakwanisi kuzvibatanidza kuti mabasa epamusha nekuita zvezvidzidzo. Uyezve vabereki vakawanikwa nekuremerwa zvizhinji nekuti vazhinji vevabereki ava vakanga vachita mabata emaoko kutenga nekutengesa. Asi panouya lockdown nenyaya panouya kubva nekuda kwechirwere chakati ringaichi mabasa iwayo madikidikai anobva ambomiswa nenyaya yekuti chichirwere chaizonzi chinoparadza. Saka vanhu ivavo vabereki vavo nemisha idzodzo vakawanikwa vasina kwokuwana chii mari yekushandisa kuti vorarama semumba. Saka tinoda kutarisa nyaya yezvekuti zvekushandisa zvekupfeka kana kunguva dzavo atinoti masanitari pedzi. Tiri kuona vana vedu vadzokera kumashure vakushandisa zvemachira nekuti kana tiri mumba munyi mari hamuchisina mumba umu. Vabereki vari kutofunga kuti bhaketi rechibage ndonoritenga kofi uyezve muriwo todyei mumba kana sipo yekugezesa. Havangazofunga kuti aiwa zvakakosha kuti titenge izvo zvekushandisa panguva yemwanasikana. Saka zvinhu zvisiri kukosheswa vana vakudzokera zvekumachira. Ende tinotya manje kuti pava kudzokera kumachira takanga tabva pachikamu chimavhelasi nenyaya yebasa ratatichicha rekukurudzira madzimai nevasikana. Takanga tasvika pakuti vana vakunzwisisa kuti aiwa nevabereki chitengawo izvi. Asi munoona kuti nekuremerwa kwavanenge vaitwa uku shuwa shuwa hapana chaaa nekuti vasarudzi vatenge chi zvinhu zvekushandiswa panguva yavo. Saka uyezve mutengo wedhata yatinotaura kuti pachirungu dhata yekushandisa kuti akwaninda abatane nevamwe vakabva vakwira zvikuru kunombozha nhare vanopa iyoyo mitengo iyoyo yakabva yakwira zvekuti zvakabva zvanetsa kuti vana vaendera mberi seini nekudzidza. Uyezve mukushaya zvekuita uku mavhelasi tiri kuona vana vachingomberereka vachimberereka nenharaunda medumo pasina zvekuita. Vamwe vacho vazhinji takatarisa muna June isu Female Students Network tikaona kuti vana vaifanira kuzodzoka kunonyora mazamaya yakanga anzi vemunyore vari kuda kunopedzisa. Vazhinji vacho vakadzoka vapamuviri unoziva zvazvinoita kana vane pamuviri mumwe mutoro apa wekudzidza apa uda kunyora zama rekuti upedzise. Vamwezve takaona
network yenyu ipapo apa ndofunga iri kumbotinetsei netsei hatisanyatsokukunzwai zvakanaka. She was actually just talking about some of the issues that young women, especially those of school-going age, are facing at the moment due to COVID-19. She said because of data costs, some of the children, she doesn't foresee them being able to now continue with their education online. And some women or some young, some women are, you know, students, but they're also, what do we call them, varora, daughter-in-laws. So when they go back to their homes, they're expected to do all the chores of a daughter-in-law while they're still expected to, you know, to be doing their studies online. So those are some of the issues that she was pointing out.
Yeah, lapho besisizwa ke ade kukhulunywa nguNkosazana Eva Nice Morinto ke besixoxela ke ngohlupho olubhekanayo ikakhulu labantwana abangamantombazana ukuthi abenelisi ukwenza into eziningi njengoba ukuthi besebenzise nje ama-cellphone amadatha adula njalo nxa bephuma esikolo lapho bakhangelela ukuthi basebenze njengoba abanye babo sebendile balotshola kodwa ngakho besesikolo ngakho kuningi okufuneka kubo okwenza ukuthi impilo yabantombazana ibe nzima. Kukanti abanye lokho besehluleka njalo ukuthi bezuze ama-sanitary pads ukuthi begcike nxa besesikhathini. Yizo-ke ingxaki lezo ezibhekana labantwana abesesikolo. Sesibuyela-ke kuNkosazana Loveness Wesa-ke ukuthi siqhubeke ngengxoxo yakhe. You talked about music using it to heal and some kind of spirituality. May you shed light into that. What exactly do you do to heal with your music? And I've also seen your website. You talk about herbs and other stuff. How exactly does it all come in?
I believe that every human being has the power to heal themselves. We have a God-given gift inside of ourselves to heal ourselves, to heal others, to heal anything, really. Like I talked earlier, I was talking about how to raise the vibration. When you raise your vibration and frequency, you are able to heal. Because the reason why we don't heal is because we are in the very low vibrations. So when we are in struggle, our vibration goes down. When we're in suffering, when we are challenged, our vibration goes down because we are not, we are not thinking positively at all times. We are thinking, oh my gosh, what's going to happen to me? Oh my gosh, something has happened to me. Oh my gosh, I'm being attacked. It's always about fear, fear, fear. So, I do believe everyone, if we learned how to, stay in the alignment of the vibration that is, that makes you happy, you can heal yourself. Because by being happy, smile and, you know, do these and positive things, you are able to heal yourself. But it's a challenge to do that when the world is in chaos like this, which is why some people might be like, what are you talking about? I don't have water here. I'm lining for water. I should be laughing and smiling when I'm in water. I'm not really saying smile and laugh like that. It's also about trusting in the thing that created you. I don't know what you call it. Maybe you call it God, you call it Allah, you call it Buddha, you call it whatever. I don't know what you call it. The thing that created you, I do believe that it carries high frequencies and vibrations. When we connect with that, that's how the healing happens. You might not know it. You might not call it anything. But the truth is the healing comes from you connecting with what created you, which is love. Love, love, love heals.
Yes, and where do the plants and herbs come in there?
I really don't use plants and herbs as such, but I love natural medicine. I'm inspired to, when I go back to Zimbabwe, to connect back with the plants and herbs that I grew up using, you know, and start using them even more, because I do believe that we heal through nature. We are nature, and when we connect with nature, nature heals us. But what I see nowadays, we run through the things we don't even know how they were made. And I'm not saying people don't take the things they don't know how they were made. We're running away from our roots. Our roots heals us. Where we come from, our true nature heals ourselves. You know, so we need to remember these things. And look, when I eat at McDonald's and when I eat from my garden, what happens within a year of eating these things every day? You know, nature heals. So this nature thing is within ourselves. It's a spiritual thing, but you, if you want, because we are spirit before we are the body.
Yes.
Yeah. Science is part of life. However, mina ngokubona kwami, science is catching up very slowly. Ama scientists are catching up very slowly. Thina sikhule esintwini. Esintwini sethu siyazi ukuthi kulabo khokho, kulabo kulonkulunkulu, kule Holy Spirit, all these things. They're all there, you know. They're all there. That's so mina ngikhule a church, ngikhule plaza ngiyenza kwakithi okuchaya ingungu, singikhulume lama spirit awakithi nxa umuntu egula. So I believe in this shasha deeper than anything else. This shasha is what can, you know, not only it, is shasha and connecting it with what created is shasha and say, kununkulu, which is unkulunkulu, for me is unkulunkulu. Kununkulu is shasha less oceans lay with singilape. So I'm connecting unkulunkulu with isihlahla sakho isincedise singilaphe. So I'm connecting into esikhulekileyo. But xa ngigijima ngezihlahla engingazaziyo, I don't know what I'm doing. The truth is healing iphakathi wethu. It's between me and what created me. Love is what comes through those two things. Through love and doing compassion, you know, serving abanye, nceda abanye, ungabi anything against anyone. Congratulations. You know, it's about a message. The message you give yourself can heal you. The message you give yourself can kill you.
Mm-hmm. We'll come back to you again to rehash on the program, on the pipe water program, Mark.
Aiwa apotukunzwa my loveness wesa muzvare loveness wesa varikutaura ivo pamusoro pezviro varikutaura ivo kuti nyaya yekuti ivo vanorarama sei rikaitende kuna Evanice Munando my Evanice Munando tombonzwa what are some of the challenges that you've seen young students especially facing during this COVID-19 pandemic, because you also, although you are the chairperson of the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe, you also head an organization that deals with female students. Tell us a little bit about some of the challenges that the young women are facing.
The young women in Zimbabwe, yeah, those who are in tertiary institutions, they are facing a plethora of challenges. You know, when the COVID-19 came, it led to the closure of all universities and colleges in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. And the students were forced to go to the deepest remote areas, some of them, and some of them, they went back to their areas, maybe in urban areas or rural areas. But the challenge was that the universities were just opened when the COVID-19 lockdown restrictions introduced. So the studies were supposed to continue online, despite the fact that there were physical lectures. So to continue online, and during that time, the prices of data skyrocketed. It went up like with 100%. So it became beyond the reach of many parents, because when they went back their home, those same parents were also affected by the COVID-19, because most of them, they also survived by informal trading. So informal trading was no longer in play, and the parents had to, you know, to look for other alternatives, which in that case, it was very difficult to really fend for the data prices and also to do, I mean, to continue supporting the family in terms of their livelihood. So more to that, the students also, especially the young women or the married women.
Your network, unfortunately,
was also,
Evanice,
so we could, with our teacher training.
Your network is...
Where in hello? Terms of the age gap.
Sorry, yes. But the network, we can't hear you. Some of the network is kind of breaking up. So unfortunately, I know she was trying to actually say she had said it in Shona.
I can hear you.
The increase of data, some of the women are also finding it difficult, or young students, female students especially, are finding it difficult to access online classes stuff.
Yes, before we go back to Sister Evanice, any comment, Agnes, on what she has just said? She's also talking about the girl child, the women, and the difficulties. What can you say about that?
That touched my heart deeply. You know, sometimes we don't look into the deeper realities of life. And, you know, I'm thinking water, water, water. But there is more that lies under that, because water is life, really. Mm-hmm. That touched my heart, and so I want to be able to connect with you ladies in Zimbabwe. To see how we can help each other.
Yes, going back to your project again, you said before we started this live that there are some men have to go to check their cattle there and sleep somewhere so that their cattle get some water to drink. And what exactly happens in that scenario? And then you can also add how many wells or boreholes you are targeting and how much you are trying to fundraise and so forth.
So, yes, so the well, we will start one well at a time. But if people come in and come forward and raise enough money to cover as many boreholes, we don't choose which area. If it's one Harare, we will do whatever. So it depends on how people are coming forward to give. Every penny of it has to go to the people of Zimbabwe. And, your other question again, if you may ask again, so I can maybe try to gather myself.
Yeah,
maybe Star, while she's trying to gather her thoughts, let's
yes, go we can give the last bit to
Mr. Munando and just hear. You're hearing the Sisi Loveness Wesa saying that, you know, there are women out there who are willing to do collaborations. What kind of collaborations are you looking for as women in Zimbabwe? Because you're working for the Women's Coalition as well as the female students.
Are you asking me?
No, Miss Munando.
The collaboration which we are looking forward to is
Your network. I'm sorry, my dear. You see, that's the reality of the situation on the ground. We can go back to Loveness. I can hear that you're saying you're looking forward to some collaborations, but you're on some kind of delay. So, Loveness, maybe you can come in and just...
On that subject matter, I will say personally, at my own way of looking at things and knowing things are possible, is the women need to step forward and write and let us know their story, just like they're telling us like that. I'm looking forward to collaborate with each one of you, the whole country, each one of you. We have the power to control, to transform ourselves and our situations. No one else can do it for us. We need to step forward and stick together and do this thing in a way that's so transparent. There is no more time to be, when we raise money, they don't be used for the things they need to be used for. We need to be very transparent from the penny to the end of it. But the heart, we need to step forward and come together right now. There's no time and we need to do it right now. There's people out there with money who wants to give. They won't give if we don't come forward and say, hey, we need help. You know, I was that girl, you know, who almost went like that with no pads. Going to school, with your brothers and your fathers around you. You have no water to wash it now. It's even worse. Now you don't even have water to wash it out. It was better when there was water. You can stay there and wash all day. But there's no more water. And then there's no money. There's no pads. How what kind of life is that? It's just we need to step forward fully and speak more. So let's connect. I have ideas of how we can make this happen sooner.
Yes, and additionally, the girl child has to walk long distances to school. They may be hungry and all that. You know, there's. Well, what's your last word, which you can leave us with? We are getting to the question. Just 1 minute, so that we also give a nice thing.
My last word is that we need to wake up, humanity. Let's wake up. The spirit of Ubuntu has woken up. Mother Africa is waking. Mother Earth is waking up. It's time to all of us to wake up now. Time is now. These challenges were talked about even in the Bible, in the ancient times. These challenges are coming. They are coming forcefully now. We need to step together, step forward and get hold of each other and build each other. We are each other's brick. When we build this foundation stronger together, we can go through this mess.
Thank you. That's powerful.
Mm-hmm. If you can just give us, how can people get hold of you if they want to collaborate with you? You've heard their Loveness saying that, you know, there are people out there that are willing to collaborate with other women's organizations.
Okay, they can get in touch with us on our website, www.femalestudentsnetworktrust.org.
Miss Loveness, Martha, can you say your website too? The live stream.
My website is in construction. I don't want anyone seeing it right now.
That's okay. So where will people watch your show? No, your Facebook page.
Facebook page is Loveness Wessa, just my name, Loveness Wessa.
Is that where the event in Oregon on Monday will be?
Event, I gave you the links in there. It's Love, Peace, Harmony. .org is the website, and then the Facebook is Love Peace Harmony Foundation.
Okay, that's one word, Love Peace Harmony. All right, thank you very much. You are coming to the end of our show. We'd like to thank our guest, Loveness Wessa. Actually, she's a celebrity back home. Most of you know her from Amakosi Theatre, musician and actress and many things more. And goodbye to you now is Kandegile.
I would also like to say thank you to Mrs. Evanice Munondo, who's the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe, a newly elected head. Thank you very much. And in Washington, COVID-19.